Dr. Van Wert, you live on the block between, I guess, on West Market Street, between New Street and Main Street, correct?
Correct.
Do you characterize that block as a struggling residential neighborhood?
I characterize it as a residential block that is trying to overcome its past of having to have buildings be in non-conforming uses with residential neighborhoods, yes.
Okay. And I think you referred to the wanton commercial intrusion on that block?
The threat of wanton commercial intrusion on that block.
Describe this threat. What's the threat?
This is a border neighborhood. So we're right on the border of the Central Business District. This is the area on these borders of our residential district where commercial intrusion is most threatening. You're not going to go six blocks in the middle of Wall Street and try to set up a business there. It's right where the residential district borders on the commercial district, where that pressure to convert is the greatest.
Okay. Aside from that, and aside from, I guess, 2 West Market being used as a low-impact office use, what is the commercial intrusion on that block? Can you give any specifics? What's been the intrusion?
So these were all initially residential buildings, and in the past they were converted when they could not be sold as residences to law offices and business offices.
Okay, so you've identified non-conforming uses, which are, of course, permitted in those.
Right, but the goal of our zoning code is to convert those non-conforming uses back to conforming.
I understand, but if the uses have been there, it's hard to characterize them as an intrusion.
But to West Market is the intrusion.
Okay, I understand that's your contention, that's an intrusion. I'm just wondering, you talked about wanton commercial intrusion, a neighborhood struggling against commercial invasion.
Right.
Aside from 2 West Market, what's the invasion?
Well, we already have commercial uses on the block. Just because they've been there and grandfathered there doesn't mean that they need to be converted back to residential use. That's the goal of the comprehensive plan. That's the goal of the zoning ordinance that I actually read out loud. So now that we have more commercial coming into the block instead of less, which is the purpose of our zoning code, that's what I'm characterizing as commercial intrusion.
All right, so part of the invasion has been uses that have been there for time immemorial.
But that doesn't mean that they're good.
Okay, I understand. All right, Dr. Van Wert, you testified that you received Ms. Heller's response to your request on, December 18th?
Correct.
Okay. Do you request of your colleagues on council for a delay in the proceeding to consider Ms. Heller's response?
Yes.
Okay. Did you make that at the council meeting?
Yes.
Your colleagues obviously disagree with you, correct?
They did disagree with me, yes.
Okay. You feel like your colleagues abdicated their civic duty in refusing your request?
I'm not going to make judgment on what they do.
You've made a judgment on what Ms. Heller did.
A judgment?
Yes.
I'm not sure what part of my characterization was a judgment.
Well, do you feel in some way that Ms. Heller provided you with that response on some intentional short notice?
No, she actually explained that the volume of data that was necessary to crunch for my request was too much for the city to do de novo. And in fact, she gave that as a reason why she was turning it in so late, that the city did not have the resources in order to undertake an analysis of what a private zoning change impact would do on our city. That's the problem.
But apparently it wasn't enough of a problem for your colleagues on council to agree with you to continue the hearing to another date, right?
Perhaps my colleagues on council had incorrect data in terms of what Ms. Heller initially gave them with the 8 properties, and they were relying on her analysis of those 8 properties rather than understanding that there was potentially more properties that were actually factually involved in this zoning ordinance than were in the 8 that were presented by the applicant.
Well, those 100 plus properties that you received on the morning of December 18th, that list was provided to your colleagues on council as well, right?
I assume so.
Now, Dr. Van Wert, with respect to the block on which you live, it's fair to say that on West Market Street there, between North New and Main Street, there are multiple financial services offices, correct?
There are one financial service office on my block.
And then there's the law firm.
Mr. Haynes, please don't do that. I can't talk to a witness while she is on the stand.
And there's the Brockle and DeVito law firm, correct?
Correct.
And there's Moravian Academy on the corner of Market and New, correct?
Yeah, that's a school, institutional use.
Okay. Are there a lot of eyes on the street for Moravian Academy on the weekends?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity at the school on weekends.
Okay. But you never see anyone at Mr. Preston's firm on the weekends working there?
They're good next-door neighbors to me, but they're not there on the weekends and at nighttime.
And how about, there's a cemetery across the street from you, correct?
Yeah, I run through it every day.
I presume it's safe to say that at night there are not a lot of eyes in the cemetery looking at the street, correct? Correct?
It's a 300-year-old cemetery.
Okay. But so it's been there for a while, right? Not an invasion?
Yes.
Okay. And looking outward, with respect to 2 West Market, now we've looked at the detached house at the corner of New and East Market. On that property, there's also a commercial building, correct?
Yes.
And across New Street from that building, we also have another Moravian Academy building, correct?
Right.
And to the left of the Moravian Academy building on North New, there's another law office, correct?
I think so.
The Littner, Deschler, and Littner Law Office?
If you say so.
Okay. I might be an authority on that. To the left of that building, there is the Glemser Technology Building, correct?
Yeah.
I believe that's where Mr. Bonnick works. And those are commercial uses, correct?
They are commercial uses that are in a residential neighborhood as non-conforming, and again, subject to all of the same litmus test of whether or not this should be converted back to residential use if possible.
And there is a bed and breakfast also on the southeast corner of New and Market, correct?
Yes.
And moving up New Street, north up New Street, then we have the parking garage at North New and Walnut, correct?
Yes.
And down on Main Street, we have the Central Business District, correct?
Right.
Now, it sounds like, Dr. Van Wert, that your concern, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is not that this ordinance amendment affects only 2 West Market. Your concern is that it affects, I believe, as you believe, about 140 properties, correct?
Correct.
That's all I have.